We teach girls to shrink themselves, to make themselves smaller. We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much. You should aim to be successful, but not too successful. Otherwise, you will threaten the man. We raise girls to see each other as competitors, not for jobs or for accomplishments, which I think can be a good thing, but feminist, a person who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes.
People are unaware of the pay gap between men and women. In America, the average woman earns 84 cents to the average man's dollar. Domestic violence to women is also more common than breast cancer and affects 1 in 8 women. In some countries, domestic violence is even widely accepted. Less than a quarter of the world's countries have had a female head of state and aren't given their political voice in the media. These are just a few of the reasons feminism exists today. But for some, it's hard to understand why, so I talked to Marissa from the Ramapo Women's Center to figure out what feminism is really all about.
How would you define the term feminist?
I believe feminism is one of those terms that is not as easily wrapped up in a package like a gift like most people would expect it to be. But the general gist of feminism is really wanting equality for all genders. I think that the most important value of feminism is really wanting that equity and wanting people to be treated with dignity and respect regardless of their place in society and their personal identities that they hold. What's challenging about feminism is that it has been characterized in different lights throughout time. Mm-hmm. So there's different, feminism has evolved over different stages and it will be, you know, described differently by different people.
Do you think feminism has an unfair image or gets misconceived?
I think that yes, sometimes feminism is misconceived and has an unfair image, and I feel like that is honestly a reflection of the society we're in. I think feminism is characterized in a way to delegitimize the efforts of the people who participate in the movement. So a lot of times people will characterize people who are feminist as, you know, wanting to put down men or be bossy or be gross or because they don't shave their armpits or whatever, you know, whatever it is that people use to delegitimize the movement. A lot of times there is an unfair image, and I feel like it's actually less of an unfair image and more so as a thoughtful tactic used by people to kind of put down the ideas.
Why do you think feminism is spoken about more today than in the past?
Because of the progression of media, actually. So with the dawn of the internet, and our age group, you know, there's a lot more access to information via technology. And so a lot more people in our age group, which is one of the larger consumer markets that the media targets, are starting to understand more complex ideas. Talking about it a lot more now is because anyone can access any information. You know, there's academic articles online anywhere. And also the articles are being, the wording is being changed so that it can be disseminated to the general public via articles like BuzzFeed, articles like Huffington Post articles. Even if you go on Snapchat and you go on the little Cosmopolitan button, the media is capitalizing on this. They see it as a way to make money, and they're right, because there's now more vested interest in this. There's a way that you can make money off of it. So Beyonce stands up, and behind her, feminist, is in big bold letters, and I feel like that was an amazing moment for the movement, but it also was symbolic of the fact that feminism is now kind of being commodified and being sold. You know, feminism is no longer just an identity, like a theory. Now it's like, it's a product that you can sell, that you can use to be part of your identity that will make you more palatable to consumers.